in order to become one with your art, one must fully embrace their medium. Study it, feel it, roll around in it if you have to. Well, the last one might be going a bit far for a human, but it's the perfect tip for creating animal art. Just ask the animals at the Binder Park Zoo. WMUK's Aaron Williams found out more about these paintings made by the feet of nature's creatures.
What's got four legs, a hard shell, and an affinity for bright colors? It's Ellie, a 2-year-old tortoise who lives at the Binder Park Zoo in Battle Creek. She's quite the painter. That's right, I said painter.
I'm just going to kind of dip her little feet in here the best that I can, get her little toenails in some of the paint. What do you think? You want some red and some orange?
Ellie is one of several zoo species who lends her body to creating animal art. Over the past 3 years, snow leopards, mini horses, iguanas, parrots, and more have had their appendages dipped in non-toxic paint and tiptoed, stomped, and stampeded across a blank canvas. Last week, the small reptile showed me just how it's done. The results were playful yet chaotic, kind of like a 4-footed Jackson Pollock piece.
And then we're just going to set her on the canvas and let her do her thing.
Oh my goodness, and there she goes.
She's off. So you can see it can be quite messy, but still a lot of fun.
Educator and animal trainer Amanda McFarland helps to facilitate the painting process. Their haphazard footprints and tail marks help to make for a one-of-a-kind creation. After the animals finish their work, the results are framed and sold in the gift shop during the zoo's public visiting season. The revenue goes towards conservation projects and other animal-focused programs. If you're feeling especially ambitious, McFarland says it could also be a project to try on your own family pet.
As long as, you know, you understand it's going to be a little messy and you use non-toxic paint, there's no reason you can't, you know, put a little paint on your dog's paws and make some art of your own.
McFarland feels that the animal's artistic abilities can find a home on many a wall, no matter what your taste. Their works will be available for purchase tonight at the State Theater as part of Art Hop. For WMUK, I'm Erin Williams.